You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. A lot of us have memories of food that was special to us when we were little. Maybe one of your parents made your favorite scrambled eggs, or maybe a special meatloaf from grandma. Well, we want to hear about those recipes and those memories. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What foods, what recipes are memorable from your childhood? Do you have a memory of eating it with your family growing up? What makes the recipe so special to you? And now that you've grown up, maybe do you share it with your own kids or your, I don't know, grandkids? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Go right to your calls. Luke is with us in Delavan. Luke, hi. Ha, we lost Luke. That was a weird sound. Thanks for calling in, Luke. We'll go now to Carrie in New Glarus and hope for better luck. Carrie, hello. Oh, this does. Oh, there you are. Hi, Carrie. What food did you want to tell us about?
Well, I grew up with a family of, there was six of us, and my mom always made, it was called chow mein hot dish. And so it was a typical Midwest hot dish with rice and hamburger and chopped up celery. And it was not my favorite, but she always thought it was our favorite.
Oh, no.
And she made it all the time because it was inexpensive.
Sure. And so, did you pretend to like it to make her happy?
I did. There were so many times I stuck the pieces of celery under my plate, but yes.
And now is this something... Have you gone back and tried to recreate this, Carrie, and maybe zest it up a little bit?
I don't even know how to zest it up. She used cream and mushroom soup.
Yum.
Yes, I know. It was a typical, hot dish. So, but yes, I do like to make, stir fry and stuff like that. But I never could quite get the taste of that chow mein hot dish out of my mouth. So,
Carrie, thanks a lot for starting us off. I appreciate that at 800-642-1234. I don't know. I think I'd kind of like that, me. But Margaret is up next in Milwaukee. Margaret, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. When I was growing up, my family owned an apple orchard in Michigan, and we would pick a ton of apples. I have six brothers and sisters, and make applesauce. Our favorite thing to eat it was we would have macaroni and cheese and applesauce. Did you mix them together? Not exactly.
Okay, good.
Now, as an adult, I might put some applesauce on my fork and also some macaroni and cheese, but I don't mix them.
I got to ask, Margaret, eating applesauce now, I'm going to guess it's not the same as the applesauce that you ate that you knew was apples you just picked out of the family orchard. Am I right?
Well, nowadays, I make my own applesauce now. I continue that tradition. I go up to Barcel Fruit Farm and I get a ton of apples in the fall. And I continue to make applesauce, but it's not this. It doesn't taste the same as store bought. It's thicker. It's not as sweet usually because there's no sugar added, and I think it's delicious.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Margaret. We're asking for your food memories—the foods you remember as a kid, growing up eating. Ones you loved, ones you didn't like so much, or the memories attached to them. You can join in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We asked around WPR. Lisa from our Milwaukee Bureau said when she was four, her grandma would make her Armenian coffee at 5 in the morning. She has a vague memory of sitting at their kitchen table drinking the incredibly strong and heavily sweetened coffee. Grandparents give interesting things to their kids. I don't know. It must have been a little jazzed up from that coffee. I remember my grandparents sometimes giving me a little bit of Pabst when I was probably three or four. Don't try this at home. Back to your calls now. Randy is with us in Ripon. Randy, hi.
Hi. What a great subject. What comes to mind for me is my grandparents or my grandmother was always baking. And one of the things that I had the fondest memories of was her homemade raised donut.
Ooh.
And all the baking there. I mean, she had refrigerator. She was always baking. But, hearing the last caller talk about the applesauce, it reminded me, hers was always pink in color, and it was almost like cream. I just, the texture, I don't know you know, store-bought. And I don't know why it was pink in color, but I wish I had these recipes because I'd love to make them. But those are just some of the fondest memories of meals.
And you remember the smell of the glazed donuts in the house?
Well, they're not glazed. They were just sugared.
Sugared donuts.
But they were raised donuts. They weren't cake donuts.
Okay.
So they had yeast in them. And, God, I just there's never been a store-bought one as good.
Huh. Randy, thank you so much for sharing that story. Now I want donuts, too. Back to your calls. Diane is with us in Menominee Falls. Diane, hello.
Hey. I'm calling with two cultural backgrounds that were different. My mother was from Russia, and she made an out-of-this-world oxtail vegetable soup with dumplings. And that oxtail would just cook all day long, simmer and simmer and simmer. And it just had the most wonderful, meaty flavor. You'd never think oxtails could taste so good, but they did. And then my grandparents, they were from Sweden. So every year at this time, we'd make homemade potato sausage. So it's got meat in it, but it's got a lot of potato and seasoning with allspice. And my grandfather would always make homemade herring. And there's just nothing you can compare to the homemade herring. And grandma would always make Swedish pancakes. So those are my memories.
Oh, what a great combination, Diane. Thanks for sharing those. We heard from Neil on Facebook who says his mom was a vegetarian in the 1950s and 60s, so they would eat homemade gluten steaks and his grandma's carrot roast. I mean, that's ahead of the time. I mean, there are gluten steaks now you can buy in freezer sections at stores, but they must have had to be pretty creative at coming up with that. And our own reporter Danielle Kading replied in all caps when we asked, said, "Tater tot hot dish." She said it was at all the community potlucks and church gatherings growing up. Let's go back to your calls now. We are asking for your food memories, foods you remember as a kid, the memories attached to them, and whether you liked them or not. Carol joins us now from Appleton. Carol, hi.
Hi. Yes, I wanted to let you know about a recipe my mom used to make. It was a German dish, and she called it Potazi, I guess it was its name. But it has, in a pressure cooker, you put spare ribs, chunks of potato, and then sauerkraut, and then you cooked it. And it was so good. You walked in the house and you heard that pressure cooker, you know what you're having for supper.
Oh, that's great. Now, is this something you grew up and made yourself then, Carol?
I have, yes. Not as good as my mother's, but I have tried.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Yeah, I love that combination. I'd come over for dinner for that. Ribs, sauerkraut, and potatoes. Hard to go wrong. Now we'll go to Heather in Madison. Heather, hi.
Hi there. I have a follow-up to Randy. Randy was talking about an applesauce that was pink.
Oh, yeah.
Very much. And I know exactly what he's talking about and what apple it is. And grandmother made it with just apples and with the skins on and water. My mother-in-law makes the same thing. It's absolutely amazing. And I hunted and pecked to find out what kind of apple they were using. Sent it to the UW and actually is a snow apple. It's a precursor to the Macintosh. And it is absolutely amazing. Best stuff on the planet.
Great. Wonderful. And do you make it now to this day, Heather?
I actually do. My mother-in-law gave me my own sieve and tamper, and I have to tell you, I liked it much better when she gave it to me prepackaged. just because it's a lot of work, but I now make it just because it's worth it. I look forward to the fall and getting those apples from the tree and making it myself.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, Heather, and for solving the pink applesauce part of the equation. Back to your calls. Mike is with us in Madison. Mike, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you got for us for food?
I've got a list for you, but my absolute top favorite has always been sauerbraten. When it was our birthdays, five of us, my mother would let us choose what we wanted for dinner, and it was a 2 to 3 day marinade, and she'd make sauerbraten and dumplings, although I like it better with mashed potatoes, and then she'd also serve it with a sweet and sour coleslaw that with no mayonnaise. And then I remember her applesauce, and the one time my dad would venture into the kitchen to help her would be pickles and relish, pickle relish.
Oh, yeah, I'm there. Sauerbraten I didn't grow up with, but I love it. I love pickles. I love your relish. My mouth's watering. How about you, Mike?
Yeah, well, it was as soon as I got on the phone.
All right. Thanks a lot for sharing that. Let's go to Ron now in Oconto. Ron, hi.
Hello there.
What do you got for us, Ron?
An odd thing. a lady and I were talking, and she mentioned making a Jell-O salad with olives in it. And then she went on, and she said she also adds celery. And then she, talking further, she said she puts mayonnaise on the top of it. And it's from a cookbook from the 50s. And so she's going to bring some. She makes it for Thanksgiving. She's going to bring some to a public place and make me eat it because she's afraid I'll take it home. I'll throw it away. And
she's going to watch you. She wants you to wants to witness this.
Yeah, it's made with lemon or lime Jell-O, and she puts all that stuff in it. And
right,
I know. I can't. Yeah.
We're all pulling for you, Ron. Good luck with that. I will go to Jim now in Edgerton. Jim, hi.
Hi. Yeah. So my great grandmother moved here from Greece, and we grew up with these fabulous Greek plates. And one of my favorites was spanakopita, which is spinach with wrapped in feta dough with feta cheese. Yeah, it's one of my favorites. And my kids, actually, my oldest daughter, who's in college, just texted me a little while ago saying she made it last night. So it has carried on.
You're passing it through the generations. That's great, Jim. Yeah, again, not a food I grew up with, a food I love now. Paul joins us now in Milwaukee. Paul, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What food do you have for us, Paul? What's your food memory?
It would be my mom's homemade spaghetti sauce. I mean, it wasn't like she started with tomatoes. She used canned, but, you know, she always found a way to make the celery crispy, and to this day, I do the same.
That sounds great, Paul. Thanks a lot for sharing that. We heard from more of our coworkers, Colleen Leahy with The Morning Show, the box stovetop stuffing. She asked for it on her birthday. John Gatto, an Italian dish called bagna calda, a fondue-type dipping sauce. I never had this. Anchovies, garlic, and cream. Okay, I'm in. And we heard on Facebook, Deborah, a British family, Yorkshire pudding and roast beef. And Lisa wrote on Facebook that puppy chow stuff, you know, that mix of stuff you put in a plastic bag and just munch. Well, you can keep sharing your food memories on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Thanks so much to everybody who called in. We got more on the line. Noah in Richland Center has a mac and cheese memory. Charlene in Trumbull has a swamp. That's spaghetti with ground beef and veggies. Keep sharing your food memories on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Me, I got my grandma's homemade kielbasa. Yeah. My mom, I love when she made meatloaf, especially because I could have meatloaf sandwiches with barbecue sauce the next day. Yeah, that takes me back. Stick around. There's more to come on Central Time. You're listening to the Ideas Network.